buy in solid and then slice it to eat with eggs, what would you call it if it was solid?
Ham.
All right. How about the kind of meat that you buy in the store that's already sliced, that you cook with eggs?
Bacon.
Okay. And the outside part of the bacon that you might have to cut off?
That.
Well, it's tough. You can't chew it.
I don't know.
Okay, we don't need that. How about the kind of meat, we may have mentioned this already, that comes in little links on a chain? We have mentioned it, but just say it again.
Sausage.
Uh-huh. And what would you call the man who sells the meat in a grocery store?
Butcher.
Mm-hmm. If meat has been kept too long, what might you say has happened to it?
It's boiled.
Mm-hmm. After you butcher a hog, do you know what they would make with meat from its head?
Hogs have cheese.
Okay, did you ever hear that called anything else?
No.
All right. How about a dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
No.
How about hog blood? Most people are revolted by that idea.
No.
Okay. Did you ever hear of taking the juice of hog's head cheese and stirring it up with cornmeal and cooking it and later slicing it and frying it after it gets cold?
I've seen people do that.
Really?
I grew up with a black lady who was sort of a mammy.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to eat hog's head cheese a lot, and I've seen her fried. But I don't know what mm-hmm. that would be called.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose that's what you're describing.
I guess. Did you ever hear of scrapple?
No.
That's more of a northern term, but that's supposedly what I'm describing. If you'd kept butter too long, what would you say it was? If it was bad?
Curdled.
Okay. Do you have a name for thick, sour milk that you might keep on hand? It's deliberately you've allowed it to get thick.
Sour milk. I'm trying to think of what is made out of hog's blood.
Oh, you know of some.
I know that I've, but I can't remember. I'll work on it.
Okay. Anything about the thick, sour milk?
No.
How about a kind of cheese that you might make from this thick, sour milk?
Cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm. What do you have to do to the milk first after milking to get the impurities out?
Skim it.
Or you'd pour it through something to?
Strain it.
Mm-hmm. And what is something baked in a deep dish made of apples or peaches and it might have several layers of crust? Not crust on the bottom, but crust all the way through and on top.
Cobbler.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ever hear that called anything else?
No.
All right. If somebody has a good appetite, you say, he sure likes to put away his...
Vittles.
All right. Would you actually use
yeah.
that? All right. And the more common term for vittles would be...
Food.
Mm-hmm. How about a sweet liquid that you might pour over pie made of perhaps sugar and milk or cream?
Whipped cream.
Or it runs, you pour it. Mm-hmm. Or over cake. It could be different flavors. It could be chocolate.
Syrup.
Yeah.
Icing.
Okay. How about a small amount of food that's taken between meals?
Snack.
All right. You might say, I blank breakfast at 7 o'clock.
8.
And yesterday I had already
eaten.
And I will
eat.
Okay. What do you call the beverage that most people drink for breakfast? We've talked about this word too, I think.
Coffee.
Mm-hmm. And how do you prepare it?
Put grounds and water in the coffee pot and let it perk.
Would you say I'm going to perk some coffee?
Yes.
Okay. What do you drink when you're thirsty? Just pour yourself a...
Water.
A
glass.
What?
Glass of water.
Okay. Any other names for types of glasses? Different shapes, maybe?
Mug. Pitcher.